Good morning and welcome to this results conference that Ninjas of the results of fourth quarter, the year 2022. And here present, we have Eduardo Lotelier, CEO and Investor Affairs Director, Lucas Arruda, Strategy Director, and Cynthia Hobbs, CFO. At this point, all the participants are connected just as listeners, and later on we open up the floor for Q&A session, and then we give you further instructions. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being recorded and translated simultaneously. Before resuming, I would like to clarify that the statements during this teleconference about the business perspective of the company, estimate and operational financial goals are based on beliefs at GetNinja Board of Directors and available information currently. Future considerations are not guarantee of performance because there are risks, uncertainties, and premises because they refer to unforeseen events depending on the future. The general economic conditions, the industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of the company, bringing results that are materially different from the one. Now, I would like to pass the floor to GetNinjas. Please, Eduardo, the floor is yours. Thank you so much and good morning. I am Eduardo Lotelier, CEO and founder of GetNinjas. Thank you so much for your presence of our results teleconference. The focus on 2022, we adjust the platform balance. According to the economic scenario, we are improving the profitability. We have reduced by 53% the cash burn, 36 million on the fourth quarter after the IPO, and 17 million in the last four quarters. Improving the results by 61%, reducing the net losses from 41 to 16 million. Increasing the efficiency on attracting and retaining professionals. We have more efficient marketing, as we are going to show in the following pages. The focus for 2023 is to increase growth while maintaining marketing expenses, efficiency, more liquidity, more than what we had in 2021. I always like to bring this map with the marketplace of GetNinjas. Every dot is a service in the platform. More than 4,000 cities, 4.6 million professionals, 4.5 million requests per year. Very simple and straightforward. The client requests a service. The professional gets this request. The professional pays to give a quote. The client chooses the professional. And here, some highlights of the platform. We had 4.5 million of clients' requests, 13% under 2021, but the market investment was lower, much lower, 4.6 million of registered professionals, 700 more than 2021, 172,000 active professionals, less 20% because we are investing less than what we invested in 2021 and last year, 57 million of net revenue, 9% under 2021. Gross profit is lower proportionally, 9%. Net loss of 6 million, 15.8 compared to 41, and cash burn minus 19 compared to minus 69, keeping our reputation, our score in the service app, general marketplace to keep high score. And then you have different expectations on both sides of the equation. So we have our score in 9.2 in Reclame Aqui, App Store Pro and Clean 4.2, 4.8, Play Store Pro and Clean 4.2 and 4.7. And clients' requests now, we had 22% less compared quarter after quarter, 13% reduction when compared 22 to 21, and 43% marketing reduction, this drop was not proportional to the investment. So we have worked to improve marketing campaigns, bringing more efficiency. And in the quarter 22, we have made more than 1 million requests. And here, the distribution of the services, home renovation, is the most relevant category in the platform. We have painters, electricians, foremen. None of these categories do not represent more than 5%. We have 500 categories represented in this pie chart. The second is tech support, 17%. Cell phone, refrigerator, technical assistance, and 11% household services. Nursery, gardener, drivers. And the increase of client recurrence, leaving 48%, first quarter 21, growing constantly. And now we have 57% of clients requesting services this quarter. Clients that requested service before on the platform in the past. And it's important to show next page that the app of the client is helping to improve those numbers. And then we have been working in the final months improvement in the platform. Some of them are not so visual because we work in algorithms to find the best professional according to the client's request. And this is not visible. And the client's app is something that you can check. We launched a new app, reformulated from scratch, reprogramming all the app. And now it's faster, easier, more intuitive, user-friendly. The client enters, he can choose the service by categories. An explanation on how to make a request. And here we have an example of electrician. And in the end, the client sees the reviews of the professionals, the scores, recommendation and reviews from other clients. And the reviews that improve the user experience, the client gets the best professionals, and the good professionals have this privilege of having more clients, better scores, and we have the assessment flow to increase the number of services that have a good assessment, a good evaluation, a good review. So the client gives a score, giving three attributes, fair price, a great service. And then we motivate the client to write a small review telling about their experience. All these functionalities and features that I show we had before in the last years, but now they are improved. The user experience is improved with these features. So we can really get the best match, client, professional, and with a better recurrence. Professional base doubled in the last years. We have 4.6 million of professionals in our database. And now I pass the floor to Lucas Arruda, Strategic Director. He's going to deep dive the numbers. Good morning, everybody. It's a great pleasure to be here. I do mention we had the year of 2022 very challenging in the economic scenario. Also, the adjust that we had in our business, in the platform, especially highlighting the marketing reduction. That is one of the leverage of our growth. We bring the evolution of gross revenue, a reduction of 10% if we compare to 22, 19% if we compare the fourth quarter last year. We highlight that we have a reduction of 40% of marketing investment. The impact on revenue and other results are lower because we gain efficiency in the platform. We are going to explain more. Very briefly, the evolution, the main component is leads. Through leads, the professionals can get the clients, they buy packages of currencies and use it to open up a request. We had a reduction of 18% compared to the fourth quarter and 8% the previous year. We understand there is a healthy movement, evolution into the right direction. Expiration represented 10%, now 8% of total revenue 2022, reduction of 31% compared to the previous year. We understand an improvement of the health of the platform with higher engagement of professionals. They are using more the platform, not expiring the credits. This is a positive movement. The user is happier with the platform. And also partnerships, contribution beyond the revenue, bringing visibility, bringing more clients and professionals, lowering the acquisition cost. A point that we mentioned previously, but now we are going to highlight when we talk about improving the monetization, the profitability, we have a lower volume of requests, but a revenue that is not dropping in marketing. And how it happens, one of the main factors is this monetization of requests, that is the amount of revenue divided by requests, is growing year after year, a growth of 14% in the end of 2021. This growth could be an increase of the lead and the amount of leads per request, higher volume of leads per request, more professionals that are interested in that request, and the lead value that we adjust considering the best combinations on categories, region, is ongoing effort on prices that we have on our end. So we have joint efforts throughout time and we see positive results and this evolution helping us to mitigate some of the effects on the platform. Talking about net revenue, a drop of 9% in the year consolidated, 12 if you compare quarters, is the same evolution that we see in gross revenue. And we trust that this growth margin was stable. We talk about 90% of margin according to some reclassification, but it does not impact the result. It's just a change in the line. We had a very challenging year, but although this scenario, the improvement in the platform made us not to suffer so much in our revenue. And here we see our main line of expenses, commercial and marketing. We had a reduction of 43% compared year after year and quarter after quarter. 2021, the investment was accelerated, investing high to reach the new level, building up a professional basis, doubling the size that year. In 2022, we adjust the strategy, refining these investments, seeking higher focus here and improving margins, return on the expenses. And this is a combination of categories, regions, seeking for the best campaigns, that ones that give us more return. And the level of investment that we have today, if you compare to the current revenues, are healthier for the development of our business in the search for greater profitability combined with sustainable growth. Let's see the evolution. We also had imbalance, but we have corrected this. Observing the evolution quarter after quarter, the accelerated investments in 2021, second quarter, we are slowing down this quarter after quarter. 22, we are in a different level, underneath 10 million reais per quarter. We adjusted in the fourth quarter, less than 7 million reais. We understand that this level matches the size of the revenue, and you're going to optimize this. So when we compare the combination of these two aspects, gross profit and marketing investments, we have this margin, gross profit minus marketing expenses, with accelerated the revenue growth that year, leveraging the revenue, but there is a negative balance. We see the second quarter and third quarter negative balance, But if we calculate the year, we still have a negative balance. We spend more without a positive return. So since last year, 21, and all the year 22, we calibrate, and there is a reduction on marketing investments, so we can get better margins. If we see fourth quarter 21, first quarter 22, we are still favorable the investments of 2022, especially in professionals, bringing a distance effect in time, favoring in the reduction with a better result. We believe that if we see the third quarter and the fourth quarter of 2022 are more relevant to show the evolution of market efficiency on a healthier level and having positive balance. So this ratio, this level of investments we're going to take to the following quarters, bringing a positive return to the company. General and administrative expenses in 2022, we had an increase of 39% compared to 2021. Non-recurring effects like hiring a strategic consultancy and stock option plan. These are accounting factors, but we did not use this option. If we discount these two factors, the growth was 19%. This is the film of the year, but if we see the snapshot fourth quarter, we are aligned to the end of 21. We had this exercise on efficiency showing a fourth quarter in the same level of 21. So we have an increase of 1%. The main changes were the payroll, hiring a strategic consulting company, and stock option plan. And here we see the evolution on total employees, Get Ninjas, with a big growth in 22, reaching the first quarter with 255 employees. And we are adjusting up, optimizing, finishing the year with 194, a reduction of 44 employees in the end of 21. Even though we keep on focusing the employees on technology and products. These are core areas. We continue to be rigorous with hiring and replacing positions. These areas represent 40% of the employees, a higher ratio than the previous years. But these are priority areas, and we keep on investing. And we have development. We have know-how building and developing the company. We are going to be rigorous with hiring and replacing positions, reflecting a more rigorous cost management without compromising the day-to-day operations. The payroll grew, but it's the film of the year, it's consolidated. So we have a lean payroll for 2023 to keep this level that we have achieved in the fourth quarter. And we are going to see the results, this on the payroll in the following quarters. And here we see the adjusted EBITDA, adjusting the stock option, non-recurring expenses, the consulting hiring, the first and second quarter, but they are closed now. We can see that the adjusted EBITDA fourth quarter is just for stock option plan. We had the EBITDA of 47.6 million in the year of 2022, 48.8 in 21 and 34.5 in 22, representing an improvement of 29%. Negative EBITDA is decreasing the impact we had. This improvement is even higher in the fourth quarter, showing a positive speed on the right direction, leaving 10.4, reaching 7.1. I'd like to pass the floor to Cynthia to talk more about net loss and the cash. Thank you, Lucas. Page 24, the result, if we see the final line, that is an improvement, a meaningful improvement, 90%. We left a position that was lost 6.9, the fourth quarter 21, to a break even in the fourth quarter 22. The financial result on the fourth quarter 22 was 8.8 million, an improvement of 3 million if we compare 5.7, our results in the fourth quarter 21. And this is half of the improvement, reducing losses. So we had lots of improvement in operation and processes of the company, ensuring a better profitability in this period of time. The reduction of marketing expenses and a higher monetization of requests were the main drivers of better results on the fourth quarter 22. Slide 25 now. We see the evolution of net loss quarter after quarter since 2020. 2020, we reached the break-even in some quarters, an operation with a lower scale than the current one. And now we are back to these levels, closer to a break-even, that we are very optimistic about the future and the reliability of the business. In 2021, we invested a lot. Lucas commented, Edu também, doubling our professional database, bringing a higher volume of requests compatible to this growth on professionals on the platform. This accelerated growth has brought higher market investment impacting the result, and we clearly see in the result of the second and third quarter 2021. 2022, more financial discipline, improving margins, and we can see this in the reduction of losses throughout the quarters. We have a positive trend with the loss, as I commented, close to a break-even in the final quarter 22. And we are optimistic that we are going to have profitability even higher for 23. Page 26, we compare quarter after quarter, right after the IPO and the final quarters in 2022. And I believe that we can see, clearly see, two stages. Stage one, that we have IPO, structuring the company after the IPO. We put up a team with new roles, new demands, regulatory demands, and high investment in marketing to build a solid base of professionals and clients. If we see the phase two, this phase, we have a higher consolidation of processes, structures, and teams. We focus more on better efficiency. And we also had a financial discipline to improve the profitability of the investment, especially on marketing. And then reducing the cash burn in 53% from 36 million in 2021 to 17 million in, if you observe the last four quarters. And it's important to highlight that we do not have debt in our balance. We do not have liabilities to endanger this cash position. And our operational model has a positive cash flow. Considering the professionals need to buy and pay for the coins before they can use it to buy leads. We recognize revenue right there. And then we conclude the result presentation, and we are going to open up the floor for Q&A session. We would like to start the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you wish to place a question, please send a message on the Q&A box with your name, company, and your question. Wait until we collect all the questions, please. I will read the questions that we received. The first question, Antonio Curi, what is the dilution on the option if they exercise all the options? And what is the price of the stock plan? Our option that has a dilution of 5%. The options that we grant is RSU. Because of technical conditions, it's an option that is type price 1 cent. And they are not allocated. We have 6% allocation. The exact number is going to be a reference. Next question is Antonio. What is the cash coming from the coin sales to professionals? I do not know if I understand directly this question. Stepping back, we recognize our revenue when the coins are used. The professional buys a package of coins, 100 reais, 20 reais, depending on the category and region. And when they use the coins, we recognize their revenue. We have 3 points. 3.7 million of reais in purchase that are part of our cash, but not used by the professionals yet. They are an obligation, a liability that we have with our professionals. If you want to place a question, write on Q&A with your name, company name, and the question. Wait until we get all the questions. Good morning. Even with the marketing expenses drop comparing 21, the expenses just dropped 9 million. Why the expenses are dropping so slowly, even if you decrease the staff? Also, RJ, about the recovery plan of Americanas impacting the profitability, do you intend to change the focus of your investment? When we hired after the IPO in 2021. So when we see general expenses in 21, we do not have the full year. We started with less employees, junior employees, and throughout 21 and 22, we get the board of directors, seniors, developers, hiring other company. That's why when we compare the year, it's not the best snapshot. But when we compare quarters, there are two quarters with the same expenses, 1% higher in 2022, fourth quarter, compared to 21. And then we have, even with the same staff, we had increase of companies in Brazil. You have grant, high inflation, and collective bargaining. In the payroll, you have also changes of the profiling of professionals that you hire. But align, I believe in general, the company is getting more senior, more evolved, and keeping the cost. And there are some of these expenses that we show that came from the staff reduction and does not get back immediately proportional to the number of people. Your second question, let me answer the second. The second question of Matheus Loan about the reorganization of Americanas impacting the profitability and the fixed income, do you intend to change the focus of the company? Matheus, it's important to highlight that that is part of the cash invested in fixed income, and we had the impact on the profitability in January and February, but we did not have losses. We were running up to December above CDI. Our cash was with a profitability 110 or more. And January and February run underneath the CDI. And we are assessing occasionally a reduction of our exposure to corporate credit this year. It's not a decision that was taken, but we have this objective on profitability with lower risk, the lowest possible risk for the company's investment. On top of Cynthia's comment, all our investment through funds that are relevant in the market, we do not have any operation using treasury internally. It's everything through funds, and these funds, one of them had some part of corporate credit, two funds with a higher exposure, lowering the average of profitability. But our focus, our daily activities is to manage the company. We outsource this management on funds. We do not have internal operation on purchase and selling of debentures or stocks. Next question, Marcelo Santos. What is the perspective of growth for 2023? And what about the cash burn for the year 2023? Marcelo, we do not have a guide of growth for 23, but we believe that we are going to get back to that growth like 21, 22. There was a big reduction on marketing investment. That is harder to achieve growth in 23. This marketing investment is aligned according to the optimizations we had in 22. That's why we have this trend of the company to get back to growth. And the behavior of cash burn for 23, we understand that the market is hard and challenging, and to keep this relevant cash position is very important to the company. Our objective as manager is to decrease this cash burn in 23 when compared to 22. Not only financial profitability, but also operational burn. Do not burn as much, bring better EBITDA, so it doesn't matter the interest rate and the profitability scenario. We are having a lower burn in 23 compared to 22. If you want to place a question, you can write your questions on Q&A with your name, company name. Wait, we are going to collect all the questions, please. Samuel Magalhães has a question. As investor, it's clear to me that the best capital allocation is rebuying the stocks. What's missing to have a repurchase program? Excellent question. In order to repurchase stocks, you need what we call profit reserve. It's a line in the balance. And the money that we capture in the IPO, the cash that we have, is not in this balance line. So technically, we did not have the permit to repurchase the stocks. And of course, this topic is very complex. That may change the understanding of the regulator, but in this point, we do not have this permit, not yet. Jessica Meyers has a question. Do you see room for more marketing reduction in 23? Is there any other line of cost expenses that might be reduced? Good question, Jessica. Do we see more room in optimizing the investment in marketing than reduction? What I mean is every real invested in marketing more than one real we are getting in return, other than reducing the amount of investment. Is there any other line of cost expenses that might be reduced? Constantly, we observe and reassess our contracts to seek for reductions, but we are not going to announce any reduction now. Vanderlei Kingeski is asking, with the close break-even and possible tax profit, why don't you register the IR in the DRI 22? We assess this possibility of having a different IR. We have been discussing with the auditors. There are some triggers that we do not fulfill. And we are assessing the possibility of 23 to get back and have this kind of register. One of the demands is about the temporary tax differences that we do not reach this level, the possibility of having profit in 3 years. There are some demands, we are assessing them all. This is in our radar. Possibly for 2023, we can talk about it. Rony Clever Ribeiro has a question. Does the company have an estimate of operational break-even? I do not believe that operational expenses and marketing is not compatible with this level of income. Is there a guidance for revenue in 2023? We recognize that in addition to operational expenses, there is also a relevant part of our revenue. So operational expenses builds our technology and product team, the team that is improving the platform for clients and professionals both. Our thesis has always been that we need this investment to improve the app so we can hire services in a straightforward way, both ends, and increase the recurrency. And the result improves. So we show year after year, 21 and 22, a reduction of 43% of marketing expenses and just 10% of the revenue. And our work that we had in 21 and 22 improved the app and improved the conversion funnels, the marketing campaigns improvement. And if we kept on having improvements, we are going to improve more and more this ratio of revenue and operational expenses and marketing investment. So yes, it's a pain that we are managing this year, and we are going to keep on improving for the following years. And the second question, if there is a guideline for revenue in 2022, we do not have a guidance for revenue for this year. And the final question, there are two more. And please, if you have questions, you can write them on the Q&A session. One more question, Samuel Magalhães. I believe it's honorable, the discipline reducing expenses, but it's not clear to me the avenues of growth, considering that the focus seems to be marketing reduction and the other expenses and not new investments. Samuel, I believe that I mentioned in the above questions, just to clarify, 40% of our team is technology and product team. So the teams that are seeking to improve the platform. And in these new investments that we are having, this service markets 800 billion to 1 trillion. It's a very hard to estimate accuracy because everything is so informal. Get ninjas move 1 billion and a half of reais a year. This number is estimate number because the service provision is between the parties. It doesn't matter how we calculate. We have 0.1, 0.2, 0.x of the market in services, a very low penetration. And our growth will come from a higher use, professionals and clients of our service platform as a way to solve their daily problems. I normally say that services is equivalent to e-commerce in 99 and 2000. There is room for improvement on usability and some ways how to trade. But it's clear to me that people will hire services using the app, digital platforms, chatbot. The media varies according to the evolution of technology, but people will hire service digitally as they buy on e-commerce. We need investment for that. And this investment should be calibrated according to the economic scenario, interest rate, the company's results. We had a perspective of more investments in the time of IPO, so we decrease these investments, but we are still investing on growth based on the investments that we have been doing with technology and also marketing, because we are not so known if we see the potential of this market. And we are still the biggest platform of services in Brazil and Latin America. There is room for growth. And we are going to unveil this growth. I hope that we are going to gain this market share. And just extending the answer, the market is harsh. Of course, this disadvantage long short term. But this also prevents other companies from launching platform in our market. We had an IPO, if we had e-commerce, they also invest on services. But these rumors decrease throughout the years, and I believe they have other concerns, interest rate, Chinese platforms coming into this market. So this leaves us more room. Not so much competition, so we can build our platform. And I believe that's the final question. Rony Clever Ribeiro. Is there an alternative to use the cash to repurchase stocks? We have answered this above. Rony Clever highlights that the company is assessed in 40% of the cash value. The company is negotiating underneath the cash value, but we do not have a permit to repurchase the stocks. The Q&A session is closed. We would like to pass the microphone to Eduardo for his final considerations of the company. Today, we had lots of questions in the calls, questions about cash burn, cash position. And I believe that in reality, these are the great concerns of the stockholders. And here I declare our guarantee, our word, that is our greatest concern, is that we have been working on it in the following quarters. I'd like to thank you so much. The team of Get Ninjas working amazingly in 22, keep on working amazingly in 23. Thank you so much and see you next time in other presentations. A hug to you all. This video conference of Get Ninja is closed. Thanking you so much for your attendance. Have you all a great day.